It's the My Michelle Live podcast.
My Michelle Live, Sci Tech Talk, taking the God story to a geeky place. Here's Michelle.
The answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Answers in Genesis.
Time for answers.
I like seeing each other.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's great to be on the show.
I'm at the Creation Museum. That's where my office is. You know, with Answers in Genesis, we're known for the Creation Museum as well as the full-size art encounter, which is just an incredible place to come to. But yeah, it's been exciting there. That's right. We love to dive into the authority of Scripture. You know, helping people look at every subject, whether it's philosophy, history, science. We want people to start with God and His Word as that absolute authority when they look at all these subjects, even with what's going on in our culture. Because our culture has become increasingly secularized. And so that's actually having to go at a lot of parents, having to go at a lot of churches. And a lot of people don't know where to get answers. They're struggling with how do I deal with these things? The Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter, a lot of the resources that we're involved with really do help you with those answers.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You know, I think they're definitely interrelated. I think most people can understand that, especially when you understand the history of what happened with science in state schools. Whether it's in the United Kingdom or Australia or the United States, when Christianity was essentially kicked out of the classroom, religion wasn't kicked out, it was actually replaced with the godless religion known as secular humanism. You might think of atheism, agnosticism, secularism. That's what dominates in there right now. And so when people are looking at things like science, they're thinking in terms of that particular worldview. And so all of a sudden, Christianity is thrown out. In fact, all other religions are thrown out except for that one, it seems like. But sometimes those others are still creep back in, you know, whether it's paganism or what have you, you know, New Age, things like that. But Christianity is largely been thrown out of the classroom. And that affects our world. When we look at science, when we look at some of the issues in our culture, I mean, we are totally under attack. And sometimes we've got to step back and go, okay, why is it like this? What happened? And what can we do about it? And that's what we're doing right here in this podcast right now. We are dealing with this sort of thing head on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how science works. Science is actually a methodology that, like you said, it's got to be poked and prodded. Science is never something that's settled. If somebody thinks science is settled and they don't understand science, the very nature of science is observable, repeatable, and then repeat the process over and over again. It never really ends. And see, a lot of people don't get that. Most founders of science were actually Bible-believing Christians. You know, who believe God held the world in a particular way, which makes observable and repeatable science possible. You might think of Gregor Mendel or Boyle or Isaac Newton. I mean, there's so many Faraday. These guys were great scientists because they looked at the world in light of what God had to say. Now we're in a culture where God has largely been thrown out, and now people are starting to try to do science. And they don't fully grasp science because they're not looking at it from the correct worldview. And so they're coming out, okay, this is settled, whether they're saying the Big Bang, everything came from nothing. Whether it's biological evolution, whether it's biological evolution, everybody that's shown up, everything's alive today ultimately came from some sort of single-celled organism. Those are actually part of a worldview. Nobody's ever observed a repeated Big Bang or millions of years where we evolved from some sort of single-celled organism. Nobody's ever observed a repeated Big Bang. That's not actually science. That's part of a worldview. And that's where we need to understand. That's what this debate is. It's not, say, science versus the Bible. I've heard that over and over again. Science actually comes out of a biblical worldview, because the Bible is true. But when it comes down to it, what's going on in our school systems, what's going on out here in our culture, is a battle over two different religions.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. You nailed that right there. Because science is actually coming under attack, even in the state school classrooms.
And even a lot of the atheist scientists, you know, they're even limiting this thing. There's a problem with this. Because, you know, when it comes to, say, gender, you've got male and female, you've got XX, YY, people are throwing the science out. Even on the secular side, they're throwing the science out to go with this. We're seeing the same sort of thing when it comes to things like critical race theory. They're just throwing out the science that there's actually one race. We've mapped the human genome. We know what the people have darker skin or lighter skin, we have more melanin, we have less melanin, we're all one race. We're all sinners, we're all Jesus Christ, no matter what we look like. You know, science has even been thrown out. So, I stand side by side with a lot of my atheist colleagues who I've worked with over the years, and we can oftentimes do what we call operational science. We observe what people do, we do science, we do that side by side, and we agree on things like gender, we agree on things like there's one race.
But what's happening in our culture is even that science has been thrown out, or even the seculars are sometimes going, what's going on, even the science now has been thrown out because of some of these other worldviews that kids have been taught.
Pull the plank out of your own eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in fact, you know, you might. It sounds noble that they want to know what's going on in the homeschooling community, but the whole reason they're in the homeschooling community is because they said we've had enough of the government system. Now, a lot of people have been fed up with it for years leading up to this. I think COVID was more the triggering point when the government started to put restrictions on the school. A lot of parents said, okay, now's the time. And so they were yanking them out. We're seeing that in the United States. We've been seeing it in various parts of the world. The UK, I mean, they had 40,000 just in 2020 during a portion of the school year. So, people are going out. Now all of a sudden the government's going, now we don't have control over them. You know, when it was a few homeschoolers out there, they're like, that's not a big deal. But now they're like, we want to be able to control that as well. That's what's going on in their minds. So now they're asking for this national registry. Now, I don't know if you know much about the history of registering things like this, but Let me just tell you what happened with a lot of Christians just a few months ago. They were in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, pastors and a lot of Christians were required to register. They were really nervous, like, this reminds me of what happened in Nazi Germany. Look at that history. You know, when the Jews were forced to register and start wearing different things.
And then, right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic. But now we're seeing what's played out in Afghanistan,
and now we see people being hunted down.
Now we're looking at this, and like, hey, with the homeschoolers are registered.
Right, stay out of the home.
I used to be one.
Right.
That can be a problem, but that's almost going to be on an individual basis.
You know, what we've typically seen in the past is a lot of the homeschool kids, when they go to college, They're actually some of the top kids. They tend to do very well when they go off to college.
Not always.
Yeah, but yes.
Yeah, and that's important because here all of a sudden the government wants to get involved in something over in the UK, and let's just be honest.
The history when the government gets involved in things, they tend to be less quality. And there are exceptions to that, don't get me wrong, but at the same time,
This is in the home.
Where is the reach? Where's the parents' rights in all this?
This isn't an attack on parents' rights. With their own children.
But you got to understand, in a secular concept, in a secular state, the mentality is that the supreme authority is the government, not God, but the government. And so people want to place this emphasis on the government. Of course, a lot of people in the government, they like that. So they want to control all aspects of society, even within your home. Right.
Hey, you know what, though? Let's turn this around on them. You know, there's a lot of parents who say, I want to know what's going on in the classroom in the state schools. And guess what? There are so many schools and teachers going, we're not going to tell you. And in fact, they're telling their kids not to tell the parents. We've been seeing news items left and right on that. So here we have the government saying, we're not going to tell you what your kids are learning. And yet, here they're turning around saying, we want you to tell us what you're teaching your kids. So see, it's a two-way.
Yeah, and they're doing more and more of that in these schools. You know, with so many of this aspect of gender and LGBT, all these types of things are being taught to kids younger and younger ages. I want you to realize these are underage kids that are now being taught about sex by their teachers in a classroom. Okay. Now, what do we normally call that? You know, those are people that we would normally label as a child predator. Somebody comes up to a kid on the street and starts talking to him about sex. That's the last thing you want going on.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the question, where do you limit the government on these types of things? You know, how far can they reach into your home? How far can they reach into your family or your local Christian school or whatever it might be? And you know what? They keep doing it. But what we need to do, like there's a lot of people out there listening to us, watching us right now, where can we get some answers to this whole thing? We've actually put out some resources here recently to help give you answers to deal with this at a family level, right there in your own home. You can work these things with your own kids instead of letting the teachers do it. One resource that we just put out, it's literally hot off the press, is a book called The Gender and Marriage War. I don't know if you guys can see that. I'm going to hold it up here. Myself, Kim Ham, and Avery Foley are the general editors on this book, The Gender and Marriage War. This really goes through what's going on with the whole gender revolution. We're seeing it in the schools. What does it even mean? What's the new definitions? How's this stuff being imposed? How can you respond to it? The other thing that's actually a fairly new book out as well, and this was Ken Ham by himself, it's a book called Will They Stand? Teaching kids how to face these secular giants that are out there. Because the kids are the ones that are under attack. I mean, yeah, all of us are under attack, but the kids are coming under attack left, right, center. They're getting it in the schools, they're getting it in the state museums, they're getting it in the secular media. We're seeing it all over the place. And these kids are sometimes going, what do I do? Where do I turn to? You know, sometimes they turn to the parents. And that's good when they turn to the parents, but sometimes parents go, where do I get the answers to give my kids? That's the type of book they need to read. Will they stand? How to get these answers? And it really is. These are powerful sets of resources to give the kids the answers, to deal with what's going on when the rubber hits the road.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, definitely, this is one step. They want a registration. What will happen next? Guess what? Well, when they have a registration list, what can they do with that list? That's sometimes the question you need to ask. Are they going to start sending stuff and saying, you've got to start using these books, you've got to start using this material, you're not allowed to use this. As soon as they get their foot in the door, and this sounds like a nice little innocent foot in the door, here's my name on the registration list. What are they going to use it for? So they're probably going to use it for all sorts of things. Number one, they can come right into your home and know exactly what you're teaching. Maybe the next step is, well, now we want you to register all the books that you're using. We want to know what kind of activities you're doing. Actually, we're going to have you start working with a local school to do your homeschool. I mean, you'd be surprised where that can lead. Now, of course, that's a slippery slope. Where it's going to go, we don't know. I mean, so you can't be adamant about that, but at the same time, that's what we typically see historically.
So go further.
Right. right. God is the absolute authority when it comes to all matters. The government actually is an authority underneath the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So they are a lesser authority. Guess what? People in government come and go, and they have for ages past now. But you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ still sits on the throne. And that's something that we as Christians can take heart in and take note of. You know, in the Bible, you know, there's a really neat passage that says the gates of hell will not overtake the church. And sometimes we feel this immense pressure from all around us, and we feel, oh, wow, we're being attacked. How do we defend this? Sometimes we need to step back, be still, and know that God is God. And God is in charge. And even though we may see these little things going on all around us, sometimes we don't see the bigger picture. But the Lord does, and that's where we need to place our faith in every instance.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if there are some out there doing that. We've been involved in so many educational resources. Just hop on the website, answersgenesis.org. There's a tab for education, and there's an immense amount of stuff. Some people use it just to educate themselves. A lot of our conferences, you get continuing education credits and so forth, for adults. But then we have all sorts of Sunday school curriculum, BBS, which we've got. Just material after material that homeschoolers use. And of course, there's some other really good homeschool people that are out there as well. We don't want to detriment that. We in fact have used a lot of that ourselves. We stand side by side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So that's really exciting. I love being able to tell people, hey, there's this huge homeschooling market. There's a huge Christian school market. I know we didn't hardly talk much about Christian schools, but you know what? Christian schools come under attack. But a lot of Christian schools use the same types of materials that a lot of the homeschool parents are using as well. We're seeing these attacks on a lot of different levels. But let's get into it. Let's look at the different worldviews. Let's get back and look at science logically from a philosophical and a historical perspective. There's so much that can be learned. And I want to encourage people to dive into science, to study. I've got a science background myself. I actually have a bachelor's and master's in mechanical engineering. I specialize in material science, and I love that stuff. So I still utilize that from time to time. But really, I love theology, I love the Bible, I love history. Those are the kind of things, when it all comes together, it really is powerful. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
More SciTech Talk at MyMichelleLive.com.